And how does that affect the pain sensitivity and sleep? What is I-beat OA? So we came up with this terminology. It looks positive, I-beat osteoarthritis. It's based on internet-based exercises aimed at treating osteoarthritis. It's a mechanist study in the primary care setting at Nottingham with the participants which are identified having knee osteoarthritis. It's one-to-one randomized control trial to web exercises or usual care, the standard care. So this is a very powerful slide. You can see there what's the effect size of different options which one can have. The education, weight loss, exercises, paracetamol, NSAIDs. And it's quite obvious that for the pain and function, exercises, they have the highest effect size. And whereas the medication, they have their own adverse effects, other than what Dr. Anna already mentioned about the opioids and so on. And then why we're looking at this sleep, what has it to do with the pain? So a couple of basic things: it's recharge the immune system, encourage the muscle growth, increase the memory, decrease stress, proper energy metabolism. People with the joint pain often have problems sleeping or getting enough rest from their sleep, which make their pain even worse. It's kind of a vicious cycle. If you're in pain, you can't sleep, and then you can't sleep, that further adds to further complications, further pain. And my colleague Jo, she's already working, or she has shown that the link between the knee pain and sleep is via the central pathway. So what is the background? Why are we working on this? Why? So exercises, information, weight loss, these are the recommendations. There are plenty of studies which looked at the exercises and how do they affect, but there are only a couple of studies which looked at the web-based intervention. And I've mentioned them here from Lorig onward. There's only one study which actually looked into radiographic evidence of the knee osteoarthritis to say, okay, these patients have actually got the arthritis, and how does the web-based exercises affect? The rest of the studies, they included the meniscal injuries, other soft tissue injuries, patellofemoral joint syndrome, kind of symptoms into that. So that's where we need an exercise program which is specific to osteoarthritis and sufficiently cost-effective. Objectives. Can we deliver exercise intervention that both efficient and cost-effective, and it can improve the accessibility? Assess the same time effect of the exercise-induced pain relief on sleep and pain sensitivity. The outcome, the primary outcome is pain. Can we reduce that? Secondary outcomes, can we improve the sleep quality? Can we reduce the body fat content? Or increase lean body mass? Can we reduce the pain sensitization? Can we reduce the inflammation in the knee? Can we improve the strength of the muscles? And can we improve overall health and insulin resistance? The eligibility criteria, age 45 and above, clinical diagnosis of knee osteoarthritis, the pain 3 to 6 months, and the other bits and bobs. If you look at there is a KL score, so the KL score has to be 1 and above. So we have radiographic evidence that there is osteoarthritis, able to read and write English, able to use access computer or tablet. The exclusion criteria, basically, those patients who are unsafe to exercise on their own, they are excluded. Any inflammatory pathologies, sleep apnea, acute soft tissue injury last 3 months, unstable heart condition. So what we are doing, we're using a web-based program. It's a Swedish company who designed Joint Academy. There are already two studies published on that. There is a study which showed that these are effective exercises. The question here is, what are these exercises? What is it? So it's a mixture of open and closed chain exercises, a combination of concentric and eccentric exercises, and it's focused on the global strength of legs, including the muscle around the hips and knees. The research assessment, what are we looking at? Sleep, why the actigraphy, pain, numerical rating scale, then we are also looking at it objectively via the pain pressure, pressure pain threshold, PBT, temporal summation, and conditional pain modulation. Inflammatory markers, we are going to, we are using ultrasound to look at synovial fluid, synovial hypertrophy, and the Doppler signs. We are also looking at muscle thickness assessment. Professor Greenhalgh has already done some work on this where they have shown that the ultrasound is as effective as the MRI scan to look at the strength of the vastus lateralis oblique. We're also looking at the maximum voluntary contraction, which is the strength, isokinetic contraction of knee extensors. Biomarker of insulin, physical functioning such as time up and go, 30 seconds sit to stand, WOMAC, Pittsburgh, channel MSKHQ, and body composition bioimpedance analysis to look at the fat component and is there any confounding factor related to that. So that's where we, that gives you kind of overall idea. 120 knee patients, baseline visit, so there are two groups, one which is control, they just carry on with their standard package of care provided by the GP or what's available in the community. The other group get the web-based exercises. The baseline visit include all these assessments. Then we give them the actigraphy, we give them the login details, they go home, they do the exercises, and then follow-up visit 6 weeks after that, and we repeat all those tests again, and then we are going to look at the data analysis. So what is the actual Joint Academy program? What is it? It's basically 6 weeks. This is a very brief introduction to that. So first week, they get introduction of what is osteoarthritis. They fill out their health form. Then week two, they do some physical function testing. Then week four and week six, they get repeated. And the health form question is repeated at week six. A slide to show you, so these are the notes added by the patient, so they can keep a track of, you know, how the exercises affect them and vice versa, and we do get feedback as well.